It's a Kiki with John and McG. Gonna spill all the tea. All my LGBTs, you're in luck, 'cause Johnny McGovern is gay as fuck.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Gay as Fuck. I am Mr. John T. McGovernis, he who is. The sun is shining here in LA, and summer is here. Honey, I was just at Runyon Canyon this week, and let me tell you, if you ever visit LA and you want to see some dick swinging in shorts, then baby, you need to visit Runyon Canyon. It is quite a scene. I'm tan. I'm working out three times a week with my new trainer. Honey, I'm feeling good. I'm getting in summer ready to be a big, hairy, tan daddy for summer. Fuck yeah. Maybe I'll start my own OnlyFans. No, I will not do that. But you know what I will do? Is I will be reviewing, actually I've already put it out, over on the Patreon. By request, I am going through every OnlyFans creator that I have ever followed. And honey, I'm giving my review, okay? Whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's harsh, whether they're a scammer, whether they're hot, whether I quit after a month. And you can find it all over at patreon.com/gayestofalltime. Then I'm going into the DMs and we're going to see, we're going deeper to see what all these, to see what the hard sells are, what the scams are. I mean, the DMs over at OnlyFans is what really makes me laugh, because these bots are trying hard to get your attention. What's up, baby? Why are you ignoring me? Hey, cutie. What's up? Can you make me come tonight? I mean, it is hilarious. So if you want to hear that, go visit me over on the Patreon, baby, and let's have a kiki. And speaking of kiki, we're going to be doing that here today. There's lots of interesting stuff going on. Britney Spears is dating a felon. Oh, Star Magazine has all the details. Was JFK gay? I like that. Is Justin Bieber going wig? Has Ryan Gosling hit the filler too hard? Has Drake had liposuction? Oh, and a shade throwback with RuPaul versus LL Cool J, honey. Plus, blind items about Anna Wintour, Lil Nas X, and many more, honey. Let's get into it.
Get into it. Get into it. With
growing fears for Britney Spears. This woman just can't seem to catch a break from anybody, including us, I guess, because here we are talking about it. But In Touch has a cover story. Britney hits a new low. Loved ones scramble to help a troubled Britney Spears as she romances a felon.
It's my right to do whatever the fuck I want.
I agree, sweetie. You are rich, you are single, and you can fuck anybody you want. But let's still get into this article. It's so dramatic, so let's have some dramatic music. The scene was chaotic. Barefoot, wearing short shorts, draped with a blanket and clutching a pillow to her apparent topless chest, a disheveled Britney Spears walked out of the Chateau Marmont Hotel in LA in the early morning hours of May 2nd with her security and her boyfriend, convicted felon Paul Richard Solis, as first responders swarmed around them. An ambulance and fire trucks had been dispatched to the scene following a 911 call at 12:12 a.m. An LAPD spokesperson said, with reports of an adult female injured, though Britney was not taken to the hospital. She later claimed in a rambling Instagram post that she twisted her ankle. But the incident was alarmingly reminiscent of her dark past. She'd had a booze-fueled bust-up in her hotel room with Paul and refused treatment. A crazed Britney, who's been boasting about drinking wine, hit rock bottom after a 7-day spiral that began on April 25th when the pair were caught behaving erratically in a series of dramatic photos. I mean, come on. Look, she loves to cause a scene. Whenever Britney Spears is bored, she goes to the Chateau Marmont and she causes a scene. She walks around barefoot. She smokes cigarettes indoors. She does whatever the fuck she wants. Okay, but back to the drama. She's usually holed up around her mansion all day making disturbing videos. Disturbing videos? I mean, please.
I'm having fun. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You spin on, sweetie.
I've developed a new spin.
What's that?
Quick, slow. Plus fashion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. I do it quick, and I do it slow. Then I show my outfit.
Okay, back to the drama. They've been hooking up for a while. Sam was convinced she cheated on him with Paul because how openly she flirted with him. Her loved ones are so concerned that they're considering a drastic step.
Her loved ones? Yeah, and what I'm sure, let me guess what the drastic step is.
To put her back in a conservatorship.
Uh-huh, right. This woman is rich, she is single, and she's famous. Well, she can do whatever she wants, and if she wants to fuck the felon, God bless her. Let her fucking do her thing. Just everybody leave her the fuck alone.
Then why are you talking about me so much on here?
Well, we're kind of obsessed with you for years.
I know, you fuckers.
There's a lot of articles in the tabloids this week about Britney, and they're all going over the same information that we've given you on this podcast weeks ago, okay?
You are up to date on my life.
I know, sweetie. Us Magazine has a whole thing that's like, what's really going on with Britney? Again, just all rehash. But what does Britney have to actually say about what went down? Here's her Instagram post. From a while back, she said,
honestly, I wish my life were as wild as it's been portrayed. Either way, some shit actually happened to my foot and I might have to get surgery. Fingers crossed. Hopefully not. But I feel like I was harassed and gaslit and tricked to go on the street when my car was supposed to be there. I was in my pajamas and yes, I had been crying because I hurt my foot. No breakdown. I'm a grown-ass woman who's actually very naive in most situations. I'm simply embarrassed they got me in my damn pajamas. I don't feel loved. I feel mistreated. With that said, I'm going to treat myself this week. To Cheesecake Factory!
Oh, I hope so, sweet. I hope you get the miso salmon and the lettuce wraps, okay? And then I want you to get the new pecan chocolate chip cookie cheesecake. It is delicious.
I think not. See ya. Spin. Quick, slow. Oh, one more thing.
What is it?
Fuck you, Johnny.
I guess I deserve that.
On a positive note about Britney, I did really enjoy a thread on X by someone called Daniel at DejaVu405, which was how Britney Spears created the best pop album in history, a thread, which is all about the making of Blackout. I mean, the tracks on Blackout are such fucking bangers. I mean, You're on My Radar, Give Me More, obviously, Break the Ice, Heaven on Earth, which was produced by a guy who I was really good friends with in college, who said when he went to the studio with her that she, and this was during the height of the 2008 type craziness, that she came in, banged the shit out in 2 hours and was done and was a total pro. And of course, Why Should I Be Sad, which is the last song on the album, which was written and produced by the Neptunes and was wrote about Britney's divorce from Kevin and features a line in which Britney reveals that Kevin cheated on her in Vegas. Another person that cheated on Britney Spears is on tour right now. And I was imagining Justin Timberlake playing to half empty theaters. But honey, the footage of Justin on tour was, I think, in Philadelphia or somewhere. I mean, the place was fucking packed and it wasn't a theater. It was an arena and it was packed to the rafters. It made me think like, geez, we can all just hate on Justin Timberlake and tell you how awful and fucking smug he is with his big loose suits.
that are inappropriate, but, you know, I guess most people just don't care. I mean, they don't care enough to buy his album because we know that dropped off the charts after 4 weeks. But, you know, I guess he has enough hits to just still sell it out. I even had people who I was talking to about Justin Timberlake say, well, you know, it's all turning around now. Everyone's loving his new concert. And I was like, really? So I had to check it out for myself. And I watched. I mean, and you can watch any concert that anyone does nowadays. You can see the whole thing for free on YouTube, which sounds a lot better than going to the concert and having people scream lyrics in your ear. Wow, what an old man I am. Quit screaming those lyrics in my ear. In my day, they didn't scream the lyrics in the ear. Maybe they did. I've never been a big concert person. But I mean, like, you know, and it wasn't, you know, I got to say, it wasn't horrible. And he wasn't as smug as he was during that NSYNC debut listening party thing he did in L.A., which was just beyond. And, you know, the audience seemed to love it. I mean, and there is a kind of cool section at the end where the big screen that's playing in the background kind of busts open and becomes a big square that he's riding on wires. And, you know, it leans up and he's, you know, all in all sorts of weird angles singing over the audience. Well, that is pretty cool. But I wonder, like, God, you know, if you don't sell out that tour, that you really got to sell out. That seems very expensive for someone whose album dropped out of the Billboard 200 in 4 weeks. I guess maybe this is what you try to do if you're Justin Timberlake, to try to get people to buy the album. And I guess that's what you do. You go on tour and you support it to hopefully get people to buy it. But I can't imagine it popping back into the Hot 200. But, you know, whatever. I didn't watch the whole concert. I just fast forwarded around to see how it was, see the levels of smug. And they were at about an 8, not a 15 like last time. In celebrity male beauty news, honey, what is going on with Ryan Gosling's face? The TikTok facial beauty detectives have been going in on Ryan's filler that he showed up with at some of the premieres for The Fall Guy. They break down step by step what they think has gone on, and I believe they are correct.
Do you see this big cheek here? Where in his before picture, it's like flat. So you know that he's had like just a ton of filler right here. And then going down the face, we see that he has like a nice jawline. It's straight like this, but it's like they tried to accentuate the jawline, which caused it even to make, it's just like gigantic now. And so it doesn't fit the frame of his head. It's just like this big jawline and this big cheek here. And then with his chin, you see he has, it's like the same shape. It's the same shape chin, but it's just bigger. You see that there's like a lot more filler down here too. So you could say, okay, did he gain weight? Maybe, but you're not going to gain weight where it's just in these areas. Like you don't gain weight in your nose, you don't gain weight in your temples, you don't gain weight like on your lateral cheek, and you definitely don't gain weight in your chin. So it's like these are things that have been accentuated with filler or your jawline. You don't gain weight in your jawline. So we know that this is filler and not just weight gain. It does look like he did put on some weight, but we know that that is filler and not weight gain. And I would dissolve the whole thing, dissolve the jawline, dissolve the chin. And I would basically get him back to this picture and then put just tiny little drops underneath his eye and be done with it.
And be done with it, honey. Ryan is such a good-looking man, did not need to be filled. I mean, men, just age in the face. I mean, get a few touches here and there, but don't. This blown-up look is just not appealing. Ryan, why? Go to this dermatologist, because she has the right idea. Burn it to the ground. Honey, the stars better watch out for the beauty doctors on TikTok, because, you know, it's one thing for us to say like, oh, he looks like he got filler, or he looks like he's wearing a wig. But these beauty doctors really have been going in, including Dr. Gary NYC, who lets us know a little something about his thoughts on Justin Bieber's new hairline, which I found extremely interesting.
Looks like Justin is starting to show his hair again. You can see here he's got his hair exposed, and he's got that very low kind of hairline on the sides. And when we look back at 2022, when he was at the Super Bowl, there's clear recession in the frontal temporal areas. So then after like that Super Bowl, he started to wear all these hats, and he was kind of covering up his hair, so it was hard to tell what was going on. And remember, hair transplants can take, you know, up to a year, year and a half to see final results. It looks like maybe he did have a hair transplant, because when I'm looking at this corner here, it looks much flatter. It doesn't have that recession. And when the hair is wet, you can tell the regularity of that area. So it looks like maybe it was transplanted. Usually when we're filling these corners, we need anywhere from about 1,200 grafts to maybe 1,800 grafts for both sides to fill them in. And classically, I try not to drop the patient down to a kind of a straight across hairline, because over time, as you potentially lose hair further back, it might not look as natural to have that type of shape. But that is sometimes what people request.
And looking at this picture that he's talking about, it's just a shirtless, tan, tatted up with a very straight, wet hairline. And you know what? It looks great. Now, see, that's something I do recommend. I know I like to kid about wigs, but honey, if you are having hairline issues, then, you know, and you got the money, fix it. I know I will if I need it, for sure. I'm going to need the money. Can you please leave a review of this podcast? I might need hair transplant money. Oh, no, I'm looking in the mirror. I need filler, too. Oh, no. Look, everybody should do whatever they want to feel beautiful, but men in general should really watch out for the filler. But the hair transplant lines, honey, go to Turkey. Do it for a discount. Get it done. Get the Diamond Jaw Facial. That is filler. That's the only time I think filler actually does look kind of good. If you do a sparingly, those people who get those that get it in their jaw and suddenly defines their jaw and it looks all big and good. I mean, I've seen the before and afters on some of those and it looks pretty good. Maybe that's what Ryan was trying to do, but honey, it did not work. Somebody plumped him up. But Justin, A+, you look hot. And of course, you probably have heard Hailey Bieber is pregnant, honey. So congratulations to her. I did see a very bitchy TikTok, a very bitchy blind item about Selena Gomez that said Selena Gomez couldn't give Hailey Bieber even one day to enjoy the attention for her pregnancy before she tried to get attention of her own. And that was something about her like going on the Today Show to tell them that she turned off her comments except for people who she follows. Which, honey, Selena Gomez is the most followed woman on Instagram, which is very bizarre. She has 428 million followers. Really? Why? Now, don't come for me, Selena fans. I get it. She's beautiful, and I've enjoyed a couple of her songs, etc. But 428 million? Why? For what? Well, you know what? Good on you, girl. Good on you, girl. And if I had 428 million followers, I would turn the fucking comments off too, because people are fucking insane. Fancy another slice, girl. The boys of Red, White, and Royal Blue, Nicholas Galitzine and Taylor Zagar Perez, were doing a panel here in L.A., about Red, White, and Royal Blue, and they announced that, yes, there is going to be a sequel to the gay romance about what would happen if the president's son and the Prince of England got into a gay relationship and fucked each other with apparently no lube in a romantic scene. And honey, the audience went up. You know what's interesting? The screams were from women, who I think is perhaps the real audience that loved Red, White, and Royal Blue more than anyone else, which is very interesting. Though, you know, you gotta take the love where you can get it. In fact, side note, tangent, I got two lovely reviews on iTunes this week from what I believe is straight ladies. And I want to say thank you so much for that. One lovely listener, Laura Palmer, said, "Johnny is always entertaining and funny. Highly recommend this pod and Patreon." Thank you. And guess what? You don't have to be gay to listen. That's right, Laura, you don't. And also, Fembotiful said, "Just a straight, cis, rich, white woman lurking around Johnny, as have I done for 15 years now. Love you, Johnny." Everyone listen and download and follow this podcast. Look, we got to take the love where it comes from. And honey, if you are a straight lady, listen to this show. I really appreciate you and love you. Because honey, you know what? Gay guys are a tough fucking audience, okay? They think they're the funniest and most greatest. So they're not always the most loving audience for other gay guys. No, they're not. But anyway, back to the boys. The ladies went up and were screaming about the sequel. And I'll be interested to see what happens. I mean, they're both very hot. And I did like that love scene, though, as I mentioned. Though, if you watch that love scene, the thing that's really missing from it is the lube. I mean, apparently they just lay down and he sticks his dick in the Prince of England dry. And he doesn't say, "Ow, stop that. Oh, my God." He doesn't even eat his hole. There's no hole eating scene. There's none of that. There's just like as if the Prince of England was pre-lubed and just, you know, had his hole ready to go. And maybe that was the case. Maybe. But probably not. So what I like to see in the sequel, a little more realism in the sex scene. Gay guys need lube if you're going to stick it in somebody's asshole, or at least a lot of spit. And we saw none of those things. Okay. He just put his legs on top of his shoulders and he slowly penetrated him and it was loving. Honey, that's straight sex, okay? A lady can have a wet pussy. A man's ass is dry unless you do something to it, okay? Just a little realism note, Amazon. I'm sure you're listening. Now, on a side note, Nicholas Galitzin came out recently as straight. Nicholas I can't get his last name right. Nicholas Galitzin reveals he sometimes feels guilty for playing queer characters as a straight man. Well, you should, okay? There's only a few gay roles that happen, and they should be played by gay guys, okay? I'm not being a Nazi about it, okay? I don't think that every time there's a gay role, it has to be someone gay or we should protest, but if there's a role for a stunning young Prince of England who likes to get fucked with no lube by the president's son, I'm pretty sure there's some stunning, great gay actors out there who could do it. Okay. Am I going to protest this? No. But am I going to go, "Girl, come on"? Yes, I am. Because come on, come on. At least we have old what's his name who's gay. The other one, Taylor Zakhar Perez, he's gay at least. Thank God. Because if the two stars of Red, White, and Royal Blue were both straight guys playing gay, I would protest, okay? And I wouldn't have another slice. Get it together, Hollywood. The GLAAD Awards happened recently. And Jennifer Lawrence showed up to honor Orville Peck, who we know from past podcasts has a big dick. And we love that about him. And she made a very sassy speech in which she mentioned power bottoms.
"I'm here tonight because my favorite musician and good friend Orville Peck is receiving the Vito Russo Award. I love seeing so many humans who can top their field while still being power bottoms. Not to mention what it feels like to be in a room with this many men and not need mace. I love the gay community. In fact, I was in love with a homosexual. It was my first love. I tried to convert him for years, but now I know conversion therapy doesn't work. Did you hear me, Mike Pence? I said conversion therapy isn't real. Even though I know you think it worked on you."
Shade. I appreciate that. I definitely do. She did look very beautiful, and Orville Peck came up and gave a lovely speech, and congratulations to him. And he did hard launch his partner during that speech.
Thank you so much. In closing, I would also like to thank my beautiful, encouraging family, friends, and my incredible partner, Billy. Thank you for encouraging me to be myself, and which is a skill that I hope I can pass on to others. Thank you again.
All right. Billy is giving kind of a rough trade look. lovely. Love it. Now, look, I'm guessing they probably have an open relationship because not just a couple years ago, because this has supposedly been his partner for 15 years. One of the people that I worked with on one of my shows did have a little affair with Orville Peck. Mm-hmm. And he said, he said we had to break up because we was going on tour. Well, honey, he had to break up because he already had a partner of 15 years that you didn't know about. I mean, no, I'm not trying to shame open relationships because I doubt I'll ever be in a relationship that's not open. Because once I tried it, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I used to be someone who thought, oh, I could never do that. I'd be too jealous. And then that evolved. I changed. And I think you should do with whatever makes you feel good, honey. The boyfriend kind of looks like a cowboy, too. A cowboy in a white tuxedo jacket, but a cowboy all the same. A little bit of an older man. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know more about this gentleman. Well, congratulations to Orville Peck. Katy Perry's partner has one hot body, and we know he has a big fat dick. Who am I talking about? Orlando Bloom, sweetie. Now, do you not know what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen the paparazzi long lens telephoto essay of Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom at a nude beach in some in Maui or Fiji or wherever? Honey, if you haven't, just Google it, because woo, Orlando Bloom has grown into quite a man. Muscles, thighs, ass, face, and a big old fat dick. So we always enjoy any chance that we can get to watch him shirtless. And he has a new TV show coming out that he says almost killed him. Oh my God. People Magazine says Orlando Bloom's death-defying stunts. Orlando Bloom felt most alive when he was close to death on his new Peacock adventure series, Orlando Bloom to the Edge. He's 47, baby. That is how to be 47. I mean, that is good. I mean, but do we need another show about a star like going on a thing around the world? I am fucking sick of it. I don't need to see millionaires going on food tours. Okay. I didn't need to see Eugene Levy going around the world. I didn't need to see Zac Efron going around the world. I did enjoy any time Zac Efron was shirtless, even though he looked a little bit like a slab of beef after all of his weird face stuff and steroids. And I don't really need to see Orlando Bloom doing it, but, you know, there is a picture of Orlando Bloom diving 10 feet underwater in the Bahamas without an air tank, and we get to see his tight, muscly body, and that I can appreciate. She holds me accountable, he says of Katy Perry. You know that last week, during the Met Gala, I was convinced that Katy Perry was at the Met Gala because I saw a picture of her in a lovely dress with flowers on it. And honey, that was AI. They did the AI. People had AI pictures of Katy Perry, of Rihanna, of Beyonce. And honey, they were very realistic. The robots are trying to stunt on us and make us believe some of your favorite stars went to the Met Gala when they didn't. And speaking of the Met Gala, there was a very juicy blind item about Anna Wintour from the blind item lady on TikTok. This is allegedly about Anna Wintour and the casting couch. It's called The Quiet Casting Couch. It isn't as if this permanent A-lister, Anna Wintour, has never talked about their casting couch. They have, but in a very opaque way. You always have to read between the lines when it comes to the A-lister about their sex life, because of the nature of the A-lister's profession. They got to choose who worked for them. They held auditions. They could choose to hire and fire whoever they wanted. At first, our A-lister was just keeping with long familiar people they knew, but that changed over time. It became the responsibility of the people who worked for her to offer up someone to have sex with if they wanted to keep their job. They had to do it once a year. It was okay if the A-lister didn't like them. They just had to have someone they were offering. Things were good if you did that. The people being offered were fully aware that if they were chosen, they were going to have a great life. Our A-lister, even if you were just with them for a year, would take care of you for the rest of your life. The only thing you had to do was be available and keep it all secret. Every once in a while, someone decided they weren't going to keep the secret, but after a visit by a couple of the A-lister's friends, that attitude changed. The sex drive of our A-lister may have dimmed, but she's always on the lookout for someone new. Now, is that a true blind item that is based in truth, or is that just the plot line of Sex and the City, where Carrie works at Vogue and the editor of Vogue, played by Candice Bergen, it needs Carrie to find her a man? Guess we'll never know. Lil Nas X and Camila Cabello were in West Hollywood just last weekend, honey, at Heart Nightclub, just a couple blocks from my house. Honey, I could walk there. They're promoting their new song together, I guess. And the funny thing was, is I guess they got trapped in the janky elevator at Heart WeHo and were stuck in there for an hour. Oh, now, the Heart WeHo only has two floors, so this must have been really dumb that they had to try to get in the elevator there, which I can't imagine is used very often except for lugging material, but I'm sure someone was trying to be like, oh, Lil Nas X and Camila, come this way. We don't want you to have to take the stairs. And then the two of them got stuck in the fucking elevator for an hour, and the emergency services had to be called to get them out. And supposedly, Camila, is that her name? Camila. Camila has been very messy as she's been promoting her new song. She's partying her ass off. Honey, I'm glad my years of partying and drugs were when there was no social media, because people might have written articles about me being messy, and that would have been bad. Fashion, turn to the left. Fashion, turn to the left. In fashion news, The Gap is coming out with another hipster collab. Now, you remember the last Gap collab did not go great, but I got to tell you, the items were fierce. That was the Yeezy Balenciaga Gap collab. Now, of course, that fell through and Kanye lost his motherfucking mind. But I've got to say, I do have the sweatpants, and they are fire. I mean, I was looking for a dupe of Balenciaga sweatpants, which are $1,200. And I wondered to myself, I wonder if the Balenciaga for Gap sweatpants are basically the exact same sweatpants that Balenciaga makes for Balenciaga. And I ordered a pair, and honey, they are incredible. And I went to Balenciaga to check out the other sweatpants, and they are the same. Okay. You can find those on eBay. They're fire. But Gap is now collaborating with hipster Cali Boho brand Doen, and the new collab comes out this Friday, and baby, it's looking pretty good. Now, I don't think there's going to be any men's stuff in that, because I don't think Doen makes men's, but I do like the Gap's collaborating with more luxury brands to make luxury more accessible for us poor. In Gucci news. Now, if you've been following Gucci, you know they fired their creative director, Alejandro Michele, who took the brand to a place that was very different than Tom Ford, very hipster, very mod, very 60s, very 70s, very chic. And they did some incredible stuff together, including that incredible fashion show where they shut down all of Hollywood Boulevard. And oh, honey, it was fierce. Now, they fired his ass and he's now taking over at Valentino. But the new guy that they brought in is making very sleepy clothes. Now, during his first collection, you thought, you know, you looked at it and you said, huh, okay, well, it looks expensive and it looks safe and looks like it'd probably sell at Gucci stores. But I don't know if that was the case, because Kering, the parent company of Gucci, said that the profits would be dropping 40% this quarter, which is not good, which I can only imagine makes it very difficult and stressful in the Gucci atelier. And they just released their resort collection. Now, resort collections used to not even be a thing, really. I mean, like, they would happen with very small shows or just sometimes even a lookbook. But now, because everybody needs to thirst at every moment and get attention, and that's what fashion shows are for getting press and attention, now even the resort shows are huge things. And they did a show just recently, and baby, it was a snooze fest. I don't know how much longer this designer can stay in the mix.
Everybody wants a B-G-A-Y.
Girl, it's the thing to be. Come on and follow me, yeah.
Everybody wants a B-G-A-Y.
Now, was JFK gay? I mean, this was not on my bingo card to find out this year. The Daily Mail released an article that said, more than a bromance, the intimate relationship with John F. Kennedy and his gay friend from prep school to the White House, where the pal had his own room. Much to Jackie's chagrin. One of JFK's closest relationships was supposedly his gay best friend and prep school roommate, Lem Billings. Now, Billings told JFK about his romantic intentions toward him in a love note written on a piece of toilet paper at their elite Connecticut boarding school. Now, the future president wrote back, I'm not that kind of boy. But then he did move him into the White House, darling, right down the hall from his bedroom. One point, Billings confided that his friendship with the president included oral sex. Mm-hmm. Whenever you write a note to your prep school buddy on toilet paper saying you're in love with him and he says, I'm not that type of boy, we know a blowjob is soon to follow. Now, supposedly, this article also says that the whole Marilyn Monroe affair was a smokescreen to hide JFK's true love, Lem Billings. Oh, my goodness. And the pictures that they show are really something. Them arm in arm in matching shorts at the beach. Them cozying up poolside. Them bending over and making cutesy pie faces, them holding a puppy and looking like an adorable gay couple. Supposedly, Jack was in love with Lem being in love with him and considered him the ideal follower adorer. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently, Jackie did not love this relationship, and who can blame her? Oh, Jackie, haven't you suffered enough?
Girls, I am so confused by why some of y'all are getting in relationships with full-ass gay men and acting like you don't know that you're in a relationship with a queen.
Miss Kennedy Shriver said that it was complete liberation of the spirit for Jack, and that her brother was a complete liberated man when he was with Lem. And apparently Lem was an effeminate queen with a screechy laugh. And he had to be closeted for his whole lifetime. Ugh, sucks to be Lem. But he was probably fucking JFK. Or I guess maybe in that era he was the bottom. Gore Vidal, a noted bitchy queen and author, once called Billing the chief faggot at Camelot. And he asserted that the president felt quite comfortable in the company of homosexuals as long as they were smart enough to hold his interests. And supposedly that Billings, in the end, after JFK was assassinated, was the saddest of the Kennedy widows. Interesting. Very interesting. Did Drake get his slim body through liposuction? Well, that's what Kendrick Lamar is intimating in his newest diss track, where he says, ask your favorite rapper where he gets his abs from. V12, vroom, vroom, that's a fast one. And he's not talking about a car, sweetie. He is talking about a V12 slimming machine. And if you do look at these pictures of Drake that are supposedly dated very close together, he goes from being a little bit thick to sucked in real good. Interesting. I'd like to get myself a V12 slimming machine. All right, well, let's wrap it up with a little
throwback.
Shady as fuck.
I understand you did a stint of In the House, yes. LL Cool J's show. Yes. And when you got to the set, LL fidgeted, scrambled, and ran for cover. And tell us about it.
I'll tell you what it was about. And it was interesting. And I've said this before. You know, he is a great teacher for me, because I got to, yes, on a special episode of Blossom.
Yes.
he was very uncomfortable around me.
Why?
Because I am RuPaul supermodel of the world.
Yes.
And I, you know what? Listen, I got to see what it looks like when I'm in fear and I pretend and I overreact in a certain way, because I got to see it on him. He was acted all N-word-ish.
Okay.
And he was very surly, like, you know, our people can get sometimes. Yeah. And I was very disappointed. And then on the set, while we're doing the stage reading. Okay. He walks into the table reading.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? What's up to everybody? And he looks and goes,
Now, you were in regular man clothes.
I'm in man clothes. Yeah. Because I'm only in drag if I'm getting paid.
Right.
And so, and I'm there as a guest star on their show.
Yes.
I was supposed to play his best friend who turns out, you know, is doing drag and stuff. Anyway.
Okay.
Long story short, you know, he was very, very mean and said things out like he was playing a basketball when we were doing the blocking to do the show.
Yes.
He's playing basketball in between the things like a unruly child in a professional situation. Anyway, long story short, he said some really nasty and actually threatened to beat me up at one point. Yes. And I should have said, you know what, MF, you hit me. I will own everything that you have.
Wow.
Go on, do it. Let's go. Let's do it. Because I will sue your butt for everything. I should have done that. Didn't do that. I was nice.
You learned a lesson.
You know, this, and let me just end by saying this. The lesson was, I got to see what it looks like when I'm in fear. And I need to realize, this is not a time for fear. This is a time to own your power and to face your fears.
Do you think he was protesting too much?
Me thinks that the gentleman protests too much.
Okay.
I said it.
There. Also. Wow.
There. You just got wrong.
Yes. And one last thing. You have 8 episodes of your new show.
RuPaul Drag Race.
Will you get a second season? How's that look?
We'll see. You know, it premieres tonight on Logo at 10 o'clock, but it also, you can see it online at RuPaulDragRace.com.
All right.
But, you know, we'll see if the public connects with it.
I'm watching it.
27 years in the business.
I'm watching it tonight.
27 years in the business.
What's your email so people can read you?
It's my website at RuPaul.com. There's a contact there.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah. Everybody, let's watch tonight at 10 p.m. And every month, understand that you did a stint.
Yes, there's no shade like early RuPaul shade. Remember when he had the fight with Joy Behar when he said on camera when she said she looked like a lesbian? That was delicious. And this LL Cool J shade is also delicious because we've all heard the rumors for many years that LL Cool J loves to suck a fucking dick. And also, I love that part of the end where, you know, RuPaul's promoting season 1 of RuPaul's Drag Race and hoping that it connects. Well, honey, it connected around the world and is still going strong. Speaking of which, I will be appearing at DragCon doing live tapings of episodes of Hey Queens with some of your favorite stars. So get your tickets now, honey. I'll be there. The set of Hey Queen will be there. I'll be doing photo ops on the set. It's going to be absolutely fucking incredible. So come see me there. It's going to be so much fun. And if you haven't watched the entire season of Hey Queen with me interviewing all the season 16 girls, maybe you can binge it now. It's up there on WoW Presents Plus. And if you use my code JMGAY, you're going to get 20% off, which makes you probably come in at like $3.99 for a month of WoW Presents Plus. And there's lots of great stuff on there. There's UK versus the World 2, which I really loved. All the international seasons, which I really enjoyed. The ones in English, I can't read the subtitles for all of them, though I've tried. And the new RuPaul's Drag Race Live Untucked, which features some of my favorite queens. I mean, Coco Montrese, Latrice Royale, Lawrence Chaney, Derek Barry, a very spicy punch and very enjoyable to watch. So come on, join me over there, will ya? You shall. What else should you do? Baby, you should write me a review like my lovely straight lady fans that wrote those nice reviews. You know what? Those meant a lot to me, and I really appreciate it, because otherwise I'm just here in my apartment in West Hollywood talking into a void, hoping that someone likes what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's no ads on this podcast. This is merely me sharing with you. So do your due diligence, darling, for my years of entertainment, and write me a lovely review on iTunes. And if you really want to support me, go over to patreon.com/gayestofalltime, where you can hear me up to 3 times a week talking about OnlyFans. My bestie Erica Toraviance has been on a long dating adventure on Tinder, and she gives us all the motherfucking details, and the shit is juicy, plus so much other stuff. So why don't you join me over there? And I will see you next week on another episode of Gay As Fuck. Bye, baby.
On your merry way.
Gay as fuck!